This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's Charlene and Ellie here from the Home or Drink podcast, and sometimes we tend to compare our lives to others.
I know social media definitely does that for me. You also hear the phrase, comparison is the thief of joy, and it is so true. Therapy can help you focus on what you want instead of what others have, so you can start living your best life.
I don't know how many times I've said therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
I literally, every dilemma comes in. There's nothing that you can't go to therapy for. Like, it just can help every problem you have.
There's no specific one thing that you have to go for.
Yeah, and I think people think you only have to go for like these huge dramatic things in your life, but it can be just comparing yourself online. True. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Our listeners can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/HMD. That's betterhelp.com/HMD. Go loud. Welcome to Home or Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode where we get to be a little bit looser, say a little bit less, be a little bit less restricted in what we say than our main episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of get into the groove.
Yeah.
Just be a little bit loose.
Yeah.
This week's bonus episode is sponsored by Primark or Pennies, which is your one-stop destination for holiday packing this summer. I literally wore it the whole time in Ibiza.
Stunning.
So
the stuff is unreal. I went in and went on an absolute rampage in there.
Mm-hmm.
Massive. Did you get the little peach bikini? Like the luminous peach one?
Yeah.
Stunning, isn't
and
it?
The shape of it and all. Because you can wear it like crisscross or like straight up.
It's gorgeous.
These matching sarong.
Yeah, I got the sarong as well. Yeah.
Really cute.
It's fab.
And then even I got like a headscarf. See the beaded bags? See the leopard one?
No, but I texted you and I was like, I want that. I commented on your video and I was like, I'll be borrowing that. Thank you, Cher.
So cute.
I can see that one in my one, but...
Really cute.
Massive bits.
And then, even for packing, I just... All the bits.
All the jewellery. They actually have, like, this gold-plated collection. Do you see it?
Oh, no.
Gold-plated, like, collection of jewellery.
Wow.
Gorgeous. These gorgeous rings and all.
I think every time I go in, there's something new.
Something new.
I just love... I love the Dundrum store, especially.
My one is the Liffey Valley one.
Oh yeah,
I don't think I've been. I haven't been to the Dundrum one in a long time. Is it
just so big?
Mary Street, can't beat it.
I do like Mary Street too.
It's the main one.
Yeah,
love.
I love the packing cubes for the suitcases.
The pink ones. They saved my life going away. They really, really did.
It fits so much more into a cube rather than a space that is that
is in the case. How does it work?
I don't know.
Does it like compact it a little bit or something?
Geometry, I don't fucking know.
I really don't get it.
It's insane,
isn't it?
It's actually so good.
My favorite. Bits to pack though are all my fresh ninnies and socks.
Oh yeah,
I had a fresh
just them straight in.
Fresh pair of ninnies and socks every day on my holiday.
I need to do a ninny clear out because I think I have too many fresh ones. Like I've bought too many fresh ones that now, like, wouldn't obviously be as fresh anymore.
Mm.
But I just want to like out the old and with the new,
lovely new fresh ones.
And just pick. I love just ripping the tag off and the socks.
Putting on a fresh pair of socks after you come in off your holidays after a shower.
And open a big bag of crisps.
Do you know what?
I got these truffle ones in there.
So love a truffle.
They nearly tasted like crisps or chips.
Did they? Love.
Bit of oil on them and all.
Pennies literally have it all.
So make sure to pop into your local Pennies store to check out their new gorgeous bits from later summer collections or see what's in store beforehand with their online stock finder. Rant of the week.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. I need to cough for a sec, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Get it out, girl.
I was coughing so much last night, I gagged. I know.
That happens, makes you feel sick.
I also choked on a chicken bone as well, though, so it could have been that. Yeah, I was eating a rotisserie chicken and there was a tiny little bone in it.
That is like my fear, or like a bone being in fish.
Mm.
Freaks me out.
Not good, but rant of the week. Do you want to go first?
So we basically get to give out with something that's happened to us, or we've seen something that really annoys us. It's a really first world problem though. We don't want people to be like, oh, they're on here moaning.
Complaining. Yeah.
We're not. It's just like a lighthearted vent of the week. Really, kind of.
Something you might text the girls in the moment and be like, oh my God, this just happened.
Yeah. So mine is, I live with Dan and I obviously for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just been doing a few little things that really annoyed me.
Oh my God.
And they're not even bad, but I just...
Are you noticing them now that you're living in your own house probably?
Yeah, maybe because I like my Barbie dream house, pink appliances, pink everything, and then it's like, duh, 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 like all these
man
like,
stuff.
Yeah, everywhere. Like a plate unwashed. Like, no, I just, and like the golf clubs, golf tees coming out my arse, like they're everywhere. But a few things he does right. So he leaves dishes in the sink to soak. Exclamation marks. Like, buddy, just bunny.
So,
like, do you know what I mean? Like, just put it in the, just rinse it and put it in the dishwasher, please. Thank you. Then he leaves the telly on no matter what.
Does he?
Dano, I'm paying electricity here. Turn it off.
Yeah.
The TV just be on flames.
All like, the
time. It's so hot. Yeah. So even when he leaves to get a coffee, he'll leave it on. Like, I don't want to watch the wrestling or whatever you go on telly. Anyway, that's fine. And then he loves just leaving little piles of stuff, everybody's clothes, and just folding them.
Where's he putting all his clothes?
I've got my rail.
I was going to say, is he putting his stuff in your wardrobe?
No.
I'd be like, get your stuff out.
We got my rail. But then he just leaves piles. And then he's just been throwing stuff on the ground for the washing. Like, in fairness, he asked me how to do his washing machine, so I will show him, but...
Okay. Fine.
That's fine. Well,
the little things you put up with.
Yeah, but then today, like, I'm not even meaning that. He wasn't even that bad. Like, he was cleaning today. And like wiping the counters.
Oh, God.
And you just make the bed every morning.
Little housewife.
But just, I think it's when you're so used to having your own ways of doing things.
Yeah.
I would never leave a dish in the sink like that. Well, sometimes I would actually. Not anymore because it smells.
Mm.
But just little things like that.
Is there any use to taking the bins out?
No, we do it together.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Lovely.
Because usually there's a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's always a lot of things. And then I've been cooking the whole... Because I wouldn't necessarily cook every night for myself.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I have, you have picky bits.
Like, yeah, and that'll Dan do
need,
enough.
Men need a full meal. So I've been slaving away.
Jesus.
Every night. Blood, sweat and tears into the pasta pot every time. And
I work like
that. I like that. I don't mind. I'm not ranting about that. That's okay. But then in turn, he needs to... Because I clean as I go, but then he thinks putting away our two eating dishes is clean. He's like, I cook, you clean. I'm like, no, you cleaning two plates is not clean.
Yeah. See, I can't clean as I go. I'd be like, wait till the end and just do it all.
I so like, then if something's cooking, I can just do
really
quickly, yeah.
See, I wish I could do that. I can't. So that's why I think if one person cooks, one person cleans.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't do that.
Yeah. Don't clean as you go and leave all for him at the end.
But Dan, I used to think that when he lived by himself, that before I told him, you just put a plate straight in the dishwasher.
You can't. You think you can't do that?
No, you think you do that. You have to rinse off.
Oh, yeah, no. Like I wouldn't leave all the cookie and all on it.
Yeah, he thinks so. That's what it just does. Like,
oh, no.
Yeah.
Rinse it.
Yeah.
But I don't know, can you actually?
I don't think you can.
Like, is the dishwasher strong enough to do that?
It would, like, harden and it wouldn't. I feel like it would just be a lump. So called.
Especially if it's an egg.
Yeah. Eggs are, like, glue. My dad always
says. Glue.
I'm Weetabix.
Yeah, I make an egg in a cup a lot.
Yeah.
And like after I eat it, I have to pour boiling hot kettle into it. Like
if you don't rinse it that second, your mug's gone.
You're drinking eggy tea. Then the next time you use that mug,
yeah, Weetabix is the next time.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like
cement.
Yeah, literally cement. Yeah, no. So it's just a little household rant for me there, but yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah,
that's allowed.
Two of us have. Yeah, we need to make a rota of chores.
Get a star chart.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Give him a gold star. Yeah.
I think my love language is a little bit acts of service because when he done today, when he was cleaning the countertop, I was like, oh.
Really?
Or when he makes the bed, I'm like, oh.
That's
like,
cute. Yeah. I get that.
Then I mean, but then you have to tell, I have to be like, thanks for that so much for that. So he realises that.
That it was a good thing he did.
That I was really happy.
Okay. So it's the communication of both.
Yeah.
It works.
I've just thought, it's just a thought.
Yes.
Because when I see plates in the sink, I'm like,
yeah, why didn't you think to clean that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just do that for me?
You hate me. You didn't clean that plate.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's where we go in our heads, I swear.
Oh, we're fucking crazy.
My rant is people who don't know what personal space is. It really took its toll on me in JFK Airport when I was flying home when the woman behind me, I'd say she could count the hairs on my head. She was that close to me. And she sneezed. She didn't put her hand, she didn't even try and turn. She sneezed into the air and I felt the breath on my arm. I could have cried, I could have got sick, I could have.
You feel violated.
Oh my God, in the moment I was just like, what do I do? So I just turned around and looked at her and she just goes, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You snotted on my arm.
I felt ill. And then her
and
her...
Why you're sick?
Oh my God, what if it is? Oh no, I feel sick.
Were you not sick then?
No. It's only when I came home. I started feeling it on the flight.
You're me from my car.
Oh, Jesus Christ. But her and her posse that she was with kept trying to skip me in the queue, in the security queue.
The fucking posse.
I was like,
I just hate when someone is like, up your arse.
And then they tried to skip the queue getting on the plane as well. Yeah.
I'm just getting the fuck... I hate people skipping the queue.
Like...
Or just edging in and like, stop.
Yeah, but like, why do you think you're entitled to just do that? And they try and do it in like a sly way. It's like, no, no, no.
No.
She had no concept of personal space or like, standing in a queue, don't be up my hole.
There's no need
You're not
for you
getting
to
there
be
any closer. I'm
nose
still in the way.
Touching your yeah. head, like.
I'm still in the way. Like, I'm before you in the queue. So you absolutely bet up to my back.
Is doing nothing.
No, but when she sneezed on me.
Was she not even covering her mouth?
No. And they were so loud and like, there's a gang of women, and I was just like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Oh, all God. Trying to skip me.
Some people just have no, it's very common to not have a concept of personal space.
None.
It needs to stop being so common.
Like, uh-uh.
Like, give me my
I need a
bubble.
Yeah, I need my hula hoop. I need my hula personal hoop. Hula hoop.
Yeah. If you're any closer than that, I'll literally look and be like.
Yeah, like, read the room, please.
Yeah. Why are you that many so close to me, like?
Mine.
You stuck your tongue out, you literally shut my head.
Oh, yeah. Mine this week was personal space.
Yeah. That's a good... I actually would rant about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good one.
My tongue doesn't really go out that far.
Remember we didn't have something...
Yeah, I know. No, it does actually. I just feel like it doesn't. It gets stuck.
You don't have a very big mouth.
No, I don't really. You know I used to sing classical.
Fuck off.
No, I can't remember.
Why?
I can't remember what I used to sing.
Go on.
I like opera.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Classically
in
trained.
Or what?
No, in school. I don't a classical song for my junior or leaving cert. Or
shut
cert.
Up.
Yeah.
I think remember I did Bruno Mars or something for junior cert.
If I was your man.
I definitely did, yeah.
Or what's the other one? Marry You.
Probably marry you, to be honest.
Easy come, easy go.
Now you live. Yeah, oh. Definitely did that.
That's so fucking funny. Remember Zoe done a wrecking ball for the class?
Ah, stop it.
It was so funny. No, it was We Can't Stop. It was like, everyone in line in the bathroom, trying to get a line in the bathroom.
Shut up, did she?
It was so funny.
Oh, Jesus.
So we have a second call, If I Was You, and this is where we get to give you very honest and raw advice about what we would do if we were you in a situation. So we can't stay on the fence, can't give you maybe, what if, etc.
Has, to be,
has
yeah,
to be
a decision.
Yeah, exactly how we feel about your dilemma. So this is our dilemma for today. They're all sent into your email address, and it's homemakedrink@golearnnow.com. So this is quite a long one. Hi, Charlene and Ellie. I really need your advice, girls, before my heart gets broken. For context, I've been with my boyfriend for nearly 3 years now. He's 23 and I'm 22. We don't live together. We actually do long distance in the same country, but 3 to 4 hours drive apart. And while it's tough, we see each other every week somewhere or another. I love him more than anything and can definitely see myself marrying him. He's great with my friends, my family, and I love his family too. When things are good, they're so good. But my dilemma is any time I communicate an issue, it turns into an argument and I'm the one feeling guilty when my feelings were 100% definitely valid. I'm always the one who ends up apologising for even bringing up my feelings in the first place. Make it make sense. Instead of my man taking accountability for things and working on making it better, I feel as though any time I have any sort of rational negative emotion, I can't express it anymore as I don't want to fight. He'll say I'm too emotional, over-exaggerating or dramatising. I can't even bring up how upset this makes me feel out of fear of another argument. He literally cannot see anything from any point of view, no matter how calm, kind and caring I am when I say how I feel and what he could do to make things better. If he comes to me with an issue, I will always validate how he's feeling, apologise if I need to apologise and work on making it better as I never want to make him feel shite. Things always boil down to being my fault. In his eyes, he's perfect and never in the wrong. How do I communicate with him how I'm feeling without an argument? I don't have it in me anymore to argue, to justify my emotions. It's not fair. But I love this man so much and don't want to break up.
You need to tell him exactly what you just told us. I can't argue anymore.
He's giving me complete red flags.
Yeah, why argue with him? Like, why argue if she's not feeling... Like, if she feels a certain way and your first reaction is to argue about it.
That's what I mean.
But yet you're Prince Perfect over here and how you feel is always valid.
Number one. Yeah. I had a couple of situations like that before where, like, you feel like you're walking on eggshells at the end where you can't even say anything because it would just turn into, oh, will you always say this? Mm. Or, you've said this last, like, it just turns into, like, you can't say anything. It's like their fuse gets so short with you.
Yeah.
Over time, it burns, and that's not your fault, that's them. But, like, if someone's fuse is gone with you, it's very difficult to get that back.
Yeah.
And, like, from experience.
And you'll end up saying nothing then.
Yeah, and that'll you be the live, worst and part. And it just eats you, like, that and not that upset. And, like, you should not be able to feel, you shouldn't feel like you can't say something to your boyfriend that upsets you.
He's your boyfriend. You should be able to tell him everything. Yeah.
My first thought was to break up, but that's, like, I just think when I was in situations like that, I wish I had
ended it sooner. Do you think?
Not that I even ended it. I wish I could dump it sooner. But yeah, it's probably just a thing where you're butting heads, but not on your, he's butting heads with you.
Mm.
And it's just not working anymore. And like his, yeah, I think so. You shouldn't have to apologise for how you feel about things.
Yeah, no.
That is my main takeaway from that. I'm like, that's not right.
Whether someone agrees with it or not, or if they were in your shoes, if they wouldn't feel like that,
yeah,
that's fine. But like, you can't give out to somebody for how a situation made them feel.
No,
just because that made them feel like that.
Exactly.
I give out to someone for having feelings.
Yeah.
What are you, a robot?
I know. And then like, yeah, how do you come back from that? Like, you could be the nicest person ever. She sees herself marrying him. But, like, is that just because you have a habit of being with him? Like, communication is probably the number one thing in a relationship.
Definitely, yeah.
And imagine when they get older with kids, problems come up. Like, just life.
Imagine the arguments they'd have then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's not fair how he's doing that with you. And I think you need to have a serious talk. I mean, like, look, I actually won't be able to continue on this relationship if we can't openly communicate. Because it's not fair for me to feel how I feel. And if he turns that into an argument, then just break it off straight away.
That's red flag.
But if you can have an open conversation with him and say, look, I actually can't do this anymore. It's eating me.
Draining
alive
me.
Alive that I can't say anything. I feel like I'm walking on eggshells all the time.
Yeah.
And chat from there.
And like Shara said, if that turns into an argument.
Sayonara.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you're literally expressing how. You're expressing something to better your relationship. Yeah. It's not like you're doing it just to have a fight. You're literally doing it so you both get along much
and
better.
And for you to stay together.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But if he wants to turn you into helping your relationship into an argument, nah.
That's on him. Yeah. Send your dilemmas or first world problems or rants to homewarddrink@goloudnow.com. That is their email address. New episodes of Home & Drink Extra Juice come out every Monday and our main episodes are out on Wednesdays. Thank you so much to Penny for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you.
We love you.
Love you loads.
Make sure to like, rate and subscribe on whatever podcast platform you're listening to this on right now. Talk to you soon, birds.
We love yous loads.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.